This is the second week of December, and we find ourselves in Terre Haute with Mayor Duke Bennett. Thank you very much for having us.
Great to be here.
End of year, hard to believe.
December this whole year went fast. I know.
At the end of the show, I've been asking all the mayors to give us a little bit of a year in review. So we'll do that. We'll save that for the end and get to some of the stuff that's going on now. Of course, always have to get an update on the jail. The last I heard, so the County Planning Commission approved to rezone the property, which was they've been calling the paper property.
Yeah, IP property.
Yeah, to allow a jail. But now the city council has yet to approve that rezoning request.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah, so last week, a lot of discussion. It was a long meeting. I was not in attendance. I was at a hospice dinner last week, but heard all about it. And so everybody gave their opinions about a variety of things, some things that are directly related to the rezoning and some are more general in nature, just about the new jail and the concept. And then this Thursday, they should be taking it to a vote. So yay or nay, it'll either pass or it won't pass this Thursday from what I can tell. And then we'll see what the county needs to do next. If it doesn't pass, I have to figure out what they're gonna do. If it passes, then they'll begin the process to start construction next year at some point later in the year. They still have design to do, but their goal would be to get it under construction within the next year.
It seems like momentum really has been moving on this. Mm-hmm. Even though at the last city council meeting, there were a lot of people still opposed to that location. Riverscape officials say a jail there would hamper recreation, job efforts. Are you concerned about that?
You know, I understand their point. I'm a member of the Riverscape board, and I fully support everything that we're trying to do as Riverscape. There's other properties, and my focus is really going to shift to a different piece of property that I think we should target as a community. So it's not going to be the end of the world, but we just got to continue to figure out ways to redevelop the riverfront from one end to the other throughout the entire city. And so my focus is going to be on doing just that. If that property does not happen, and once again, that property's not on the river, but it's next to a parcel that's on the river, so it's kind of in that corridor. And we should all just be mindful about, if we can't get this to happen, how can we make sure that down the road there are other things that we are able to be successful with? So I guess the council will decide what happens next with that particular parcel, and if they choose not to rezone it, then kind of what happens next too. Because if the jail doesn't go there, then something else will, and so that'll just be another conversation.
Is there any indication you think about where that vote could go on Thursday?
I think it's probably going to be 5-4 one way or the other. That's just my gut. You know, I've talked to a couple council people, but I've not made any effort to really see where they're at today. You know, anytime you have pushback from the community, then sometimes people kind of get quiet about their position until they really make up their mind. And so I guess we'll find out Thursday.
We will. You have a new police chief. Current chief John Plassey ran for sheriff and won, so you had to fill that vacancy.
Yeah, and so Sean Keene has been assistant chief of criminal investigations now since 2008. He's done a great job in that area, helped us reduce crime. You know, 5 straight years of a drop in crime in Terre Haute, and Lois has been in over 20 years. So a lot of that's attributed to not only Chief Plassey, but Chief Keene, Assistant Chief Keene, and Assistant Chief Eldred. They've all worked hard to help us get people arrested, get them in jail so they don't commit more crimes. That's kind of the bottom line. And so I really feel like his educational background, his experience on the police department, his just ability to get things done is a great compliment to what Chief Plassey has been doing for the last 11 years. And he'll be able to pick that up and put his own twist on it and move us forward and just keep the momentum going.
I see big news, Margaret Avenue is finally open to traffic.
Yes. You know, we worked really hard this year to push the contractor to get it done. They didn't have to get it done until next July. That's when the NDOT had given them until then to finish it. Yes, there's still some work to be done in the spring, but it's open. And I have had a ton of positive feedback from it. I mean, it's been phenomenal. Just hundreds of people have reached out, either stopping me somewhere in the store, calling the office, emails, letters. I got a couple letters this week from people just saying, thank you for finally getting that done. And I couldn't be any happier.
What did that project accomplish for those maybe not familiar with that part of Terre Haute?
Well, we have a north-south CSX line that runs right south into town where Margaret Avenue runs parallel to I-70. and there's a switch yard there. And we have about 40 trains a day that come through that particular crossing, and about 8 to 10 of them stop and switch. And so there's times where that crossing is blocked for an hour at a time, and you just couldn't use it. I mean, it's just not possible. And so building this overpass gives us, on the south end of town now, you have a place you can go to always get over the trains. And so it's a thing of the past. Should have been done 50 or 60 years ago, didn't happen. We got it done, and I couldn't be any happier.
And you said just a few things to do in the spring. Is that just kind of the punch list items?
Yeah, there's going to be an additional top coat of asphalt. You know, you got striping, we've got lighting to go in, and the landscaping kind of work. So they'll finish that up in the spring.
I see Terre Haute receiving State of Indiana Cultural District designation. What are the requirements to apply for this, and what does Terre Haute get in return?
You know, really, the biggest part of the requirements that changed for us, because we've, as a community, the arts community here especially, has been looking at it for several years, we just didn't meet all the qualifications. And one of the biggest pieces was the city making a commitment to this. I'm going to provide a part-time staff person. It's already on staff, but part of their time will be spent working directly with the arts community. One of the first projects we want to do is related to wayfinding, to get people to our destinations downtown especially, but in other parts of the community. And so things like from wayfinding to additional museums like the Larry Bird Museum coming downtown and the new Historical Society facility coming downtown, we just keep adding to our portfolio of arts-related activities, and we want to get more people to come and participate and be engaged in that. And so we're going to really look at that marketing aspect and what we can do then to seek other grant opportunities now that will help fund some of these projects. So the designation kind of puts us in an elite club in Indiana. I think there were 7 before these announcements were made this week. And so it's not very many people who have this designation, and we really want to use it as a springboard for the future and continue to make investments in arts related, arts entertainment, just kind of all that area, because it all is a big part of quality of life and economic development. And so that's why I'm investing in it.
Doesn't this indicate that shift of economy? You know, there have been a number of jobs lost in the manufacturing sector the past year or so, and you can't just replace those all at once. So is this just another one of those things that help to?
Absolutely. So, you know, when you look at your toolbox and you're trying to figure out, do you have all the pieces you need? You've got to have the quality of life, quality of place kind of things going on, because when these decision makers come and visit your community, if they want to bring a business here, they're looking for the schools, they're looking for those arts and recreation opportunities. We've got to have the entire package, and any mayor will tell you that. It's all about putting as many things out there as you can to sell your community, and that's what we're trying to do here in Terre Haute.
So a new report from Full House Resorts proposing to relocate a casino from Gary to Terre Haute, something like this, similar attempted during 2017, but it had to pass a legislative committee. It failed because it was a tie vote. Just to confirm, back then you were in favor of the casino.
Yes, and the community spoke out very favorably for that.
So are you still in favor of this proposal?
Oh, well, you know, I think we'll just have to see what the legislature does with this. I think there's going to be several gaming bills. So there's two things. What the Full House wants to do is bring excess licenses from Rising Sun to Terre Haute. They recognize that it's going to have to be an open process where people are going to have to bid on that. But then on the other side of it is, one of the Gary licenses is going to move. So these are two different activities, two different things that could happen. And one of those would be great for Terre Haute. I don't know which one's the best one, probably the license, but it's going to be strictly up to the Gaming Commission and the legislature. What are they going to allow to happen? And so right now, it's kind of interesting. We've gone from the thought of one to now two potential options on the table. And I just really don't know how it's going to shake out.
It's interesting because the new proposal allows for other casino operators to compete
right
for the Terre Haute location.
And that was kind of the pushback we got before. I say we as just supporting it was, well, why just Rising Sun? All the casinos have some excess capacity. And so they recognized it, said, okay, let's let it go, let it be bid then, let people put their proposals together. Then the Gaming Commission, the legislature would have to decide, are they going to support that kind of a thing? Don't know. You know, that's really an unknown. Last time, as you said, it tied in the Senate, so it died and never made it to the House. So we really don't know what the position of a lot of our legislators are.
Yeah. So why Terre Haute? This is the second time that it's come up here in a few years.
Well, I think something to keep in mind, originally when the casinos first came to Indiana, Terre Haute was in kind of on the list to get one. For a variety of reasons, it didn't happen. And so we've always been on the radar screen, I guess, all these years, but there hasn't been any movement with any of the casinos. There hasn't, the only expansion has been with French Lick and nothing else. And so it's a great location here in West Central Indiana. We're 2 hours from the nearest casino. People in Illinois have nowhere to go to gamble. And so the idea is we could bring those Illinois dollars in Indiana, serve this West Central, this underserved market from the gaming perspective, and everybody benefits. And so the state of Indiana gets more revenue. Locally, we gain new revenue, and it provides another, you know, quality of life, quality of place kind of a thing. You know, some people argue that casino is not, but it truly is. When you look at your list of amenities and things that you have to offer people, there's a lot of people that like that. And that's just, that will serve that market of people who support it. And so, you know, I think it's a good thing. It's going to be a huge economic engine. It'll provide a lot of jobs that pay very well and provide money back to the community that we can then take and reinvest in quality of life projects. We're going to be able to do some really neat things if this happens.
The report noted principal investor Greg Gibson is a Terre Haute businessman. So there's a tie locally too. Do you know him?
Yes.
And
yeah.
You guys talked about this?
Didn't know he was going to buy into the licenses from that perspective. But, he would like to see Terre Haute get that opportunity. See, it's a way for him to partner with, you know, a former operator here in Indiana, and they'd like to bring something to West Central Indiana as one of their primary spots, but they just like to do something else. They want to invest in it. So hopefully, if they do make it happen, it will be in Terre Haute. If that license, it's going to leave Gary, it's going to go somewhere. Why not Terre Haute?
Governor Holcomb released his legislative agenda. We talked very briefly, business tax credits, some training grant expansions, a hate crimes law. Some say it doesn't address teacher pay. There are no bold, big ideas. Just, you know, as mayor here of Terre Haute, what are your thoughts on the legislative agenda from the governor this year?
I think it looks good. And I understand that everybody wants to, jockey when that budget cycle comes. That has to happen. They need to continue to invest in DCS. There's no question about that. I follow that pretty closely. I've got some connections with folks there. And teacher pay is something I think it's got to be addressed, no question. And I think the governor recognizes that. It may not be on the timeline that the teachers union would like, but we've got to pay our teachers more. There's just no doubt about that. That goes back to the quality of life kind of things. You need a good K-12 system, and we've got one here. But these teachers need to be, rewarded for the efforts they put forth to. And it's just kind of sad sometimes that I just don't think they make the wages they should, just like the DCS workers don't. There's just a lot of people that need to be paid for the skill set they're bringing to the table and they're delivering to help us all make Indiana a better place. And so it sounds like they're going to find a way to do something within the budget. I just don't know what timeline that's on.
Right. Well, this is the time of the year that we look back at 2018 as we headed to 2019. It's our last show here in Terre Haute until next year. So I just like to kind of open this up and kind of have you give a little bit of a year in review. What are some of the big stories for you here in Terre Haute and to share with us?
Well, as we've said many times throughout the year, I can't believe how fast this year went. And I don't know why. I guess because there was a lot of things going on. We did a lot of paving this year. I'm very proud of that. We did some couple of major projects that used up a lot of our money, but the community crossings helped tremendously. We got the overpass done, as we mentioned earlier. I mean, I've been working on that for 10, 11 years now, and just to be able to get it open to the public is just really a great thing. We've been working on the police station all year, and so we're going to have an announcement with that very soon. So didn't quite make the show here to talk about specifics, but it's just right around the corner. Terre Haute Rex won the championship this year. I'm excited for them. Lots of good things going on at ISU and Rose Hallman and St. Mary of the Woods and Ivy Tech. Our medical entities here are doing well. There's just a lot of good stories to tell if you kind of drill down in a variety of areas. We're just really seeing some momentum right now as a community. our financial situation improved dramatically yet again for another year, and I can't feel any, you know, I really feel strongly about that, but it makes the community be in a better position overall that that's behind us now. Stop talking about that. It kind of gives some energy even to others saying that they want to do some things. And so it's just really this year has been building momentum the whole time, and next year's looking even better. So I'm just happy and excited that lots of good things are happening. Lots of people are investing in the community and doing want to do more. And that's what it's all about. You know, it takes everyone to be a part of that process. And it's just really, things are really great right now. I'm excited, and I just hope the rest of the community can help us move the needle, I guess. You know, let's move the ball on down the field. Let's do those things we need to do to make Terre Haute even a better place.
So that was all I had. Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything I missed?
All I would say is, yeah, I just wish everybody, you know, happy holidays. I love the Christmas time. It gets kind of quiet around City Hall, which is just fine, but just hope everybody can enjoy time with their family and friends and just kind of reflect on this year and say, what can I do to be better in 2019? And that's what we're going to do as the city, and hope everybody can do that individually, and just hope you have a blessed holiday season.